Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Gail and Pastor Joe coming to you from our home tonight, just the two of us. We're not in a group setting, but we just have been ministering to one another tonight and just felt a leading from the Holy Spirit to begin to record some of the things that that just really come forth out of the Spirit as we're sharing with one another. I just think that we think that there's just some very valuable strategies and inspirations that come out of the Holy Spirit when we're just sharing with one another. So we wanted to just follow His leading and begin to record some of these times and hope that it'll really minister to others and be a blessing to you.
Absolutely. And we believe that this what's about to be spoken is going to be a word of encouragement in season. A word of encouragement, a word of life.
And
life.
Faith building.
Yes.
Faith building. And that's the thing I think that we recognize is, well, first of all, some of you have already known by the Spirit and been praying for us that we've been through some very intense spiritual warfare the past, I'm not sure how long. It's been
too long.
Yeah. Well, the intensity just increased in the last 7-8 months has been on a level that we've not experienced before, and I'm sure that there are many others
that
are experiencing the intensity of the warfare too. And so we wanted to just kind of share some of the key strategies that
By the Spirit that the Lord has just given us and helped us to
really get some breakthrough.
Yes.
Really get some breakthrough. And honestly, you know, there were days that we were dealing with such a heavy witchcraft type of attack that our minds, our emotions, everything was being hit. And to just reach out to other people in the body to just cry out for prayer. And we had some praise God, we've got some prophetic friends, and they began to speak the word of the Lord to us. And what He did was He gave us some very specific instructions. And we want to talk about that tonight, about how we really, what it took to enter into that place.
How you get to the point of greater is He that's in you than he who's in the world. And I say that because there have been times over the past several years I've had to speak that verse to myself 100 times a day. And what we want you to know is that regardless of the place you're in, and we know that many of you are in a hard place right now, greater is He that's in you than he who's in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. Because, see, God is wanting to give us, His people, a strategy to overcome. And not just overcome, but, you know, we're supposed to be more than just getting through this life. There is that abundant, exceeding,
amen,
abundantly,
yeah,
above and beyond all you could ask or think. And that's what we want to share with you tonight, how to get to that, the place of peace, the place of comfort that only the Lord can bring.
And healing. Because
yes,
I know we've been through attacks in our bodies, and I know we've had so many prayer requests and phone calls, and so many people have been taking hits in their physical bodies as well. And that's why I think this intensity of warfare has been incredible, because of not only was it a physical hit, but people are being attacked spiritually,
emotionally, attacked,
emotions, minds that are out of control, mindsets, thoughts just racing and out of control, marriages under attack, and the list just goes on. And it's like these things have all come at once. So it's not like you're dealing with one particular thing.
It's like, imagine this. Imagine, I used to live on the East Coast, and I'd been through a fair amount of floods. I don't know how many of you are old enough, I think I'm dating myself right now, but to remember Hurricane Agnes. And on the East Coast, and there was flooding going on. And when there's a flood, the water, you know, may not be coming from one direction. It's all around you on every side.
Yeah.
And the what we're seeing is a flooding of the people of God. The enemy is flooding you. He's like, he comes in from every angle all at the same time. The water's rising. But the good news is that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. And it's that standard that God wants to raise up in our lives where we're not in fear, where we're not defeated, where we're not discouraged, where our emotions are not running over us, but where we can really say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, where we can really believe that the God that created all the heaven and earth is in control, and he knows what you're going through, and he knows how to bring you through it.
Amen. And I think that many of the people that are probably going to receive this message are mature people in the Spirit. You know the Word of God. We know the Word of God. But let me tell you, in the midst of these attacks and in the midst of the things that you're going through, you know, sometimes it's like you'll read a scripture and it's just like, oh, yeah, right. Or when is that going to manifest? Or I know the Word says that, but I haven't seen it in my life. People who are standing for healing, you know the Word says that by the stripes Jesus took upon his back, you're healed. But your body's screaming something different.
So, body says otherwise.
Those lying symptoms. These things are all happening. Now, we know the Lord is in control. And I really, I know that Joe and I both feel that, you know, God allows these times of great testing to accomplish a lot of different things in our lives. He's not the author of these things. Not by any means am I suggesting that.
And he doesn't have to teach us anything through trials, but he will get every ounce of glory, and he gets all the good out of everything.
Well, and he also promises that what the enemy means for evil, God will turn it for our good. And I truly believe that is about to occur. It is occurring for us. I know that for God's people that have been in this intense testing time, that God is turning this for our good. And in the process of it, let me tell you something. In the process of this battle, your faith is arising. God is refining your faith. God is refining his bride. Junk, that baggage, I'm going to say, baggage that's been in our lives a long time is having to fall by the wayside, because out of sheer necessity for survival to get through whatever, we are coming closer to God. We're drawing closer to God. We're coming up higher. In fact, the Word kept coming to us through prophets that we weren't getting the breakthrough because God was calling us up higher, to a higher place than we'd ever been with him before. And I know, and Joe and I have spoken about this together many times, that we are on the verge of seeing a great move of God. And I know that you probably have read this, you know, there's Elijah list and different ministries, and we all sense it and know it by the Spirit that we are on the verge of that. And I really believe that's why the attack has been so intense, because the enemy wants to hold that back. But we know that God's going to bring it and usher in a time of great, his glory being revealed, and also the harvest coming in from the earth.
And I just feel like right now I got a word of knowledge for someone who's
awesome.
Listening to this to this teaching. All right, Gail and I, we're prophetic people, okay? We get phone calls all the time, and people will call, and the Lord will just immediately start speaking into situations or whatever without prompting. So it's the word that I have to speak to you out there is this. We can be prophetic. We can be full of faith. We can be full of the power of God for every circumstance, every situation, until it comes down to our own situation.
Yeah.
And what the Lord is saying right now to many of you out there listening is that he wants to teach you how to apply the things that you're speaking into other people's lives, the things that you're encouraging other people with. He wants to teach you how to stand in those same things. He wants to teach you that, you know, just because you pray for other people and they get healed, then you wonder, well, why do I have to go through this sickness? Why do I have to deal with this when everyone that I'm praying for is getting healed? Or, you know, how is it that I can hear God for everyone but myself? And the Lord is saying that that word applies to us as well as it does to them. And the things that He wants to teach us how to operate in is being led. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And what God wants to do is lead us by the Spirit. He wants to speak to us. He wants to direct us. And what you're going to find out this year more than ever is that there's no room for compromising any area of the Word of God. Not one area of the Word of God. We're going to be talking about healing here tonight. We're going to be talking about applying the Word of God. And if we're either 100% or we're zero, and there's nothing in between. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, and I think that never have we sensed such a drawing to God. It is the deepest cry of our hearts, as I know many, many people are going through this also. The deepest cry of our hearts is to come to know God on that intimate level. We've had little experiences along the way. We've experienced, maybe seen a miracle here or there, and maybe heard from God or had Him show up in a meeting, which, by the way, we've had some awesome, awesome, awesome times in our Saturday night meetings here in Nebraska. We've had glory clouds come into the room. We've had
seen healing.
The smell of incense. Mm. We've just had the fragrance of God in the room. We've had some really beautiful tastes of His presence. But we're all longing for
the supernatural.
The supernatural outpouring of God, to really just know Him intimately, to encounter Him personally, and to just experience His love and His power and His glory on a level that we've never seen before. And I just know that many of you are in that same place where you are just pursuing God. And I want to encourage you, don't stop pursuing God. Don't hold back. Don't let the tests and the trials that you're going through, don't let them hold you back. You keep going after God full blast. I'm speaking to somebody. Do not hold back. You keep going after God. You keep standing on the Word. You stand on the promises of God. You declare the promises of God over your life. I don't care if you don't, how opposite you may feel, how opposite the circumstances may look like, but you just stand in faith. Let faith arise, and that will happen. And God is with you. Whoever this is for, God is with you. He has not looked away. He's not forsaken you. I know that you're crying out in prayer. You're crying out to God. And you're like, God, where are you? You just don't feel like you're getting a response from Him, or you're not getting the answer that you're looking for. And in this time, I believe that God is calling you up higher. He's saying, come up higher. Draw up closer. This is, you know, we're in an extraordinary time, and this calls for extraordinary measures, right?
We're in a place where we need to trust God. And I'm not putting doctors down or anything, okay? I want to be very careful here.
Right.
Because I know that some of the people we're speaking to right now may be doctors, okay? God can use doctors. But what I'm saying is that right now, there are people that we're speaking to right now that have been in and out of emergency rooms. You're in and out. Chest pains, palpitations, and they don't find a thing. They don't find a thing, and they send you home, and you feel encouraged, and you feel, okay, because you got into the doctor and you feel like, well, I got to a place that was safe and I didn't die, but the Lord is saying that there was never anything wrong but a demonic attack against your peace, against your finances, against your well-being. And what the enemy wants to do is he wants to get us to accept sickness, to accept second best.
Poverty, brokenness.
Poverty. And
divorces, whatever.
It's just such a lie from the devil, because greater is he that's in you than he who's in the world. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're going to lend to many and not borrow. Yet we have to believe God, and we have to take him for his word, and then we have to trust him, and then we have to not grow weary in well-doing, because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you don't grow weary in well-doing, you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, and I'm hearing the Lord say this. And I've heard this over the past couple of months, and I'm hearing it right now, where the Lord is saying, I am who I say that I am. And this is something that I keep hearing. And he wants his people to know that he is faithful. And regardless of what circumstances look like and what you're going through,
yes,
he is exactly the God that he has always said he is. Jesus, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't let go of his people. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. He hasn't looked away. He is exactly who he says he is. And he is a glorious, all-powerful, almighty God who loves his people to the point of giving his life. And there's a whole new revelation coming, I believe, of the love of God, because there's so much. I think the enemy has worked so hard to convince God's people that he doesn't love them. And God's going to pour out his love. He's going to reveal it. And I just want to encourage those who are just really in a place where you feel like, oh, you just don't even know if you can hang on any longer.
Rescue is the rescue.
Yeah.
Help is on the way.
And the Lord is saying he is exactly who he said he is. I want you to stand on that word.
You know, as you were speaking that, Gail, I just felt like the Lord drew me here to Isaiah 41, and I'm going to read a little piece of scripture here. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in the high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and that the Holy One of Israel hath created it. What I see is a picture of Jesus, and I see many people out in the middle of the desert. The sun's beaten down, and I see Jesus with a cup of ice water in his hand, and I'm reminded of the crowds, the multitudes that came to Jesus, and he told the disciples, he said, now you set these people down, I'm not going to send them away empty, because I have compassion on them. You know, David was able to say, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've never, never, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. And what he was saying is, it doesn't matter, you know, from the beginning to the end, you have not gone through one day of your life. If you look back right now, you've not gone through one day of your life that you could look back and say that the Lord was not there.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I think it's in 1 or 2 Timothy, and Joe, you might know the scripture, but the reference, where the word says, even when we are faithless, he is still faithful.
Yes.
And I know that there's times when we just wonder, where on earth did my faith go? It's like the enemy's making all kinds of suggestions in your mind or whatever, and you just feel like you can't fight it, or you can't, you know, you're not getting those imaginations cast down to the ground and brought into the obedience of Christ. And I just remember that even when you are faithless, or what feels like faithless, He is still faithful, and God is going to pull you through.
While we were yet sinners, He commended His love for us. Glory to God. And the interesting thing, as you were saying that, Gail, I was reminded of something else by the Holy Spirit. There's so many out there that have believed a lie from the devil. And that lie is, well, I've done this, I've done that. How can I expect God to show up? How can I expect God to heal me? How can I expect God to show up on the scene in my situation and provide for me? Even when we think about it, though, the children of Israel, they rebelled, and there was still manna.
Yes.
And what a better, greater covenant we have. And I just hear the Lord saying that 1 John 1:9 is just as true today as it was 2,000 years ago when it was penned. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse us and to forgive us. And when we know that He's forgiven us, when we know that He's not holding those things against us, then we can boldly go before Him and believe His word and believe that it does apply to us, regardless of how terrible we think we've been. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Now I want to talk about, because we promised to talk about this, and we haven't got to it yet.
Did we get sidetracked?
Well, yeah, maybe. Rabbit trails. That's great. That's great. When the word came to us, the instructions, I talked about some instructions the Lord gave us. And the instructions were pretty simple. Well, what sounded pretty simple. But when you're in the midst of a battle, sometimes these things, it's really hard to get your flesh to cooperate and enter into that place. So prophetically, it was spoken to us that if we would praise God on a more exuberant, higher level than we had ever praised Him before, and if we would wield the two-edged sword, which is the Word of God, you know, the sword of the Spirit, if we would do that, God specifically said He would raise up a standard against the attack that had come against us. Now, that came through the mouth of a prophet, and it was also confirmed through about, what, two or three other people.
Out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, every word was established.
So we were like, okay, Lord, we hear you. You know, we had tried to break through and praise a time or two. We just hadn't gotten to that higher level.
It's hard to praise when you're being attacked in your body and your finances in every area.
And your mind is under a heavy, you just feel like a blanket of oppression or confusion comes on you, and you know, just a lot of different ways the enemy will come at you. Well, so we got that word one evening. It was like the third or fourth confirmation, and we knew it was the Lord. And the next day, I'm kind of one that likes to give practical instruction. Joe is such a preacher of the word, and I'm always like practically thinking, okay, how do you do that?
how does this apply?
You know, how do you operate in the gifts of the Spirit? We'll do a teaching on that some night. How do you enter in and receive healing? We'll talk about that on a different session. But this was entering into the high praises. God kept speaking to us about the high praises. Now, I really like to worship the Lord. I like to enter into praise. I like to shout. I like the tambourine. I'll wave flags, dance before the Lord. So when He was talking about entering into the high praises, I thought, Lord, you know, how much higher? I don't know how to get higher. And Joe is in the same place.
Well, yeah, and I'm more been just, you know, the prophetic warrior going to war with the enemy, and it's like
a lot of times,
you have to shift gears.
A lot of times, too, I notice in worship that you're just very still because you're always listening to the Lord, and it seems like you get a lot of, you get downloads, you get scriptures, you get a lot of stuff from the Lord during worship. So you just worship in a little different way. But so practically speaking, I want to just share with you kind of how we entered in and broke through. Because as we begin to follow through with what the Lord had instructed us to do, I want to say that within 7 to 10 days, the majority...
Some physical healing came forth?
I'm going to say maybe 80% of the attack was broken in those first 7 to 10 days. There's a few things that we're still working out. We're calling for restoration and restitution in some other areas. And I know that God's faithful and will do that too. But the attack that we went through was a very complex...
It was calculated. It
orchestrated.
It was coordinated. Coordinated, that's the word.
Yeah, very coordinated. I think, looking back, I mean, we even had to go back and... There were generational curses that hadn't been broken. There were so many different facets to the attack. And I really think that
he wanted to kill us.
Right. And I think this is speaking to a lot of people, though, is what I'm saying, is I think a lot of people are in that same boat. So what we did is, in our home, we get the worship CDs, we crank up the volume, and we begin to just offer, I'm going to say, we offered up a sacrifice of praise, because our flesh did not feel it. We were weak in our physical bodies. Emotionally kind of bankrupt and just saying, God, where are you?
We were getting no, our sleep was being broken every night.
We
were getting phone calls. I mean, this was coordinated. We were getting phone calls at 1 o'clock in the morning, then again at 3, then again at 5.
Craziness.
Crazy.
Harassment in the night.
And let me say this, okay? We had ministered to some people and really tried to speak some truth into some people's lives. And, you know, I'm not going to say names or anything, but I will tell you that a spirit of witchcraft working through a couple came at us head on, mm-hmm. head on. And we found out that, you know, curses were spoken against us, against our family, against our things were left on our property. That, I mean, I'm just not going to get into it all. It doesn't matter, because when you're praising the Lord, you're not giving the devil any of what he wants. All the devil wants to do is stir up strife, stir up a sandstorm in people's lives, because he wants the attention. He wants the focus. And let me tell you something. When the praises, when the high praises of the Lord go up, he's fighting and beating the enemy to dust. I mean, and it drives the devil crazy to not be the center of attention.
Right, right. And also, where we're located, we are dealing with a spiritual climate in the city that we live in, a spiritual climate that has become just suddenly, well, probably over the last 6 months, 6-9 months, it has become extremely volatile in the spirit realm here in the city that we live in, a city, probably what, Joe, 600, 700,000 people.
850.
It's a very bloody city. There's a lot of problems in this city. And, you know, we've just really prayed and prayed and prayed. A lot of people have just prayed for breakthrough in this city, and it seems to be slipping the other way for some reason. But as we were going through some of these trials and things, we actually had, we had a brother out in California that was praying for us, because we're like, you know, would you please pray and see what the Lord shows you? What are we dealing with here? Because we're trying to discern. We're trying to discern the attack. What are we dealing with? And
identify the thief, and he must repay sevenfold.
Well, and I think it helps to know, as the Holy Spirit reveals to you what you're dealing with, so that you can respond accordingly and cooperate with the Holy Spirit, whatever needs to happen, whatever you need to pray or whatever, to see that thing broken. Well, we were on the phone one night with our brother in California, and he had prayed for us for several days, and he called us and he said, well, the Lord showed me part of what you're dealing with. And that was that the principalities in this area, and in particular over our part of the city, the principalities were extremely riled up, and that the angelic assistance, the angelic holding back of those principalities, something was shifting and changing, and those principalities were just extremely
stirred up.
And so he was sharing this with us on the phone, and he came under a horrendous physical attack.
We thought he had a stroke.
And we had to call people to pray. This man actually passed out while he was on the phone with us. He came under a very heavy physical attack as he was sharing what God, the revelation God has shown him. But I will tell you that after we called some intercessory prayer warriors, and after 20 minutes of prayer, he came to, woke up, and was fine. So praise God for his faithfulness.
Yes.
So we enter in, we put on the worship music and turn it up, and we just begin to offer up a sacrifice of praise. Because I'll tell you what, our God is worthy to be praised. It doesn't matter if we feel like it or not. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the Supreme God,
the Creator of the universe.
And He is always worthy to be praised. And so we began to enter in to just shouting praises to heaven. And, we would go for an hour, hour and a half. I would like to say you get the breakthrough in 15 minutes, but not in the spiritual climate that we're in right now. So when we go into a praise session, it's usually an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours.
And more, I'll tell you what, I think we fasted more in the last year than we have in the last 10 years.
Oh, yes, fasting. You know what, we'll do a session on that too,
yeah.
Fasting and prayer. We've got a lot of fat, because that's brought a lot of power into this situation too. But as we begin to declare the high praises of God, and we, waving banners and tambourines, instruments before the Lord, and just lifting up and exalting who He is, exalting His name. And there were times that we would just release the name of Jesus into the atmosphere. We would shout and release the name of Jesus into the atmosphere. And it would just go up and out, in the spirit. And the Lord showed us it was like a nuclear bomb going off in this part of town.
And I just want to add to this that, when you're praising the Lord in the middle of a major trial, the circumstances may not change immediately. Most times they don't, but I'll tell you what will change, your attitude, okay? Your attitude changes, and now it's not the woe is me, I'm sitting under this juniper tree
and
I got Jezebel biting at my heels. No, she's not biting at our heels, she's under our feet.
Yeah, there truly was a shift. I'm going to say the second or third day that we did this, that we just really pressed in to honor God that way, to honor Him with our mouths, to honor Him with our hearts, to lift Him up and exalt His name in the midst of a wicked city, you could say. Now, we've got some wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord here, but we got some problems in this city.
You think?
Yeah. And I'm sure in your city too. But we began to exalt His name and glorify Him in the midst of it all. And it was like a nuclear bomb went off in the spirit. I know things just began to break immediately.
Let me speak to the guys for a second here, because this is kind of a man thing coming out of this too. All right. Now, being in ministry for any number of years, my quiet place with the Lord has been mostly in my shower. I'll be in the shower, in the car, for extended periods of time, and you're praying in the spirit and worshiping the Lord. Well, that's not what we're talking about here. This is different. This is a new level of worship. It's because I mean, I want to make this clear to everyone who's listening to this. It's not like we don't praise the Lord. I'm talking about entering into the high praises of the Lord. I'm talking about
a different
level of praise that, you know, you would think that, well, you know, like you go to a church and you see the women dancing around and swinging from the chandeliers and all the guys are standing there with their arms crossed. Okay? I'm talking about a new level of worship. I'm talking about just like David. You know, think about David, a man, a warrior. Okay, he went out, he slew Goliath, yet he praised and danced his clothes off before the Lord. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Entering into the presence of the Lord, and just like they did in 2 Chronicles, okay, which we've got a teaching on that we're going to release also.
That's right.
A tape that was done a couple of weeks ago.
Awesome teaching.
He didn't send the people with the bows and the arrows and the, you know, or in our days, you know, the M1As and the, you know, whatever, the Glock. No, he sent the praisers in.
You're talking about Jehoshaphat.
Absolutely. And they pounded on that city with praise and worship until there came a time and God said, okay, now, when I give the signal here, the walls are going to come down. And it only happened by praising the Lord, because what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying right now, not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of
Amen.
Hosts.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
What I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say is that if you would just get quiet, find your place, find your peace, and then begin to praise the Lord. And I would start with Isaiah 41, verse 10. I hear the Lord saying, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Mm. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that were against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And what I hear the Lord saying is that when you're praising the Lord, and the peace that passes all understanding, when you praise the Lord to this extent that we're talking about, it's like a cloud just will cover you. And the glory of the Lord will come in, and I'm telling you, no demon from the pit of hell can stand against it.
They tremble.
It's a powerful weapon.
I just want to say with that word, I was hearing a word that I felt was for Cecilia.
Cecilia, yes. I've been praying for her tonight, too.
And I was just holding it to the end, to when we could maybe do some ministry as the Holy Spirit leads, but... Fear thou, Cecilia, the Lord says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help you. Yes, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. And I had that early on as we were talking. And then, Joe, you go to Isaiah like that. But I knew that was for you, Cecilia, and it may be for others. You grab anybody, everybody, grab hold of that word and just receive it by faith and stand on it. And so a couple other scriptures that I wanted to share. Whoops. Sorry about that. We had someone come to the door, and our faithful watchdog had to let us know. So, sorry for the interruption. I just felt there were a couple scriptures in 2 Chronicles 20 that I just wanted to speak out. And when Joe releases his next teaching, it was actually spoken a couple weeks ago, on the Second Chronicles 20 chapter with Jehoshaphat and winning the battle through praise. He sent the praisers out. So a couple of these scriptures I just highlighted, I wanted to share tonight, but you'll probably hear them again in his teaching. Let's see. I'm trying to see which verse this is, and I don't have
it's
my...
It's 25, I think, if you're
going
where I think
I'm
you
looking
are.
At, what is this, 14, 15. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's.
Mm.
And a lot of times, Joe and I, I'll just say as an example, we get in the middle of a battle and we just want to fight our way out of it. But the Lord is saying that this is his battle. Because you belong to him. And sometimes we get so busy trying to fight it on our own. And, you know, I think that really hinders the Lord's ability to come in on our behalf. Because we're trying to control this thing. We get scared and we want out of it. And we just want to do whatever we can do. But the Lord is saying, because he already said, not by might nor power, but by my spirit. This is definitely God tonight. Verse 17, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And these are, I'll tell you what, these are precious promises in the middle of a battle. Goes on to say Jehoshaphat, you know, he bowed his head to the ground, and with all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they bowed before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. And so there's an incredibly powerful principle in that, which is what you go into in your teaching.
Yeah.
But they stood, he sent those, there was those he sent out ahead, and they began to praise. They went out and they praised, and the praise went up. It said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Mm. And if you can't get anything else out of your mouth than that, you begin to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. You just praise him and thank him for his mercy. And I'll tell you what, it'll break through and more and more and more will come. But when the
faith rises up in that
well,
too.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of things that happen in the spirit when you're praising. Both in the spirit realm and in you. And so what happened is the praisers went out then to the battle and they went forth in praise, which is what you're going to do, which is what we've been doing. And when that happened, it confounded the enemy. And if you read the whole chapter, which I would encourage you to do, and be sure to listen to Joe's teaching that'll be coming out here probably in a day or two, be sure to listen to this teaching. It's very, 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 very powerful.
It was a very prophetic night.
Yeah. But as the praisers went out, it confounded the enemy and the enemies of Jerusalem and Judah. They actually ended up killing one another.
In confusion.
So just, you know, praise the Lord. I just want to say praise the Lord. He is faithful. Let's see if there's anything else to share. Oh, well, we'll talk about the spoil some other night. And actually, I think in your teaching you...
I actually did address that, but as you were speaking, let me say this. You cannot... This is a word of knowledge for someone. You cannot fight chemtrails. You cannot fight gun control. You cannot fight a runaway economy through anything but praising the Lord and believing God that 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you.
Praise the Lord.
Our Bible in Psalm 91, which we're going to do, Gail and I have a teaching on Psalm 91, but I'm going to just touch on one verse. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked.
That's right.
Okay, we need to get a hold of that 91st Psalm and we need to trust God because I'll tell you what, a plane that's flying 10,000 feet overhead, spraying whatever they're spraying. I don't care what they're spraying. Greater is he that's in me than he who's in the world. We live by God.
And we live with His divine protection.
That's right.
And His divine health. And I do want to say that, you know, as we endeavor to experience the promises of God, you know, you really need to press into these promises and activate them with your faith. I want to say, if you know that the 91st Psalm says that, but you're not really activating that by faith,
or believing that it applies to you. It may apply to your neighbor, may apply to Aunt Mabel, who really served the Lord and never messed up the way you have.
She's got a prayer language like nobody else. She can pray in tongues like nobody else, Aunt Mabel. So, you know, surely the 91st Psalm is for her. Well, it's for all of us. But
right.
We have to activate the promises of God by faith. So that takes me to the next step, actually, in what God had us do. So as we lifted up the high praises, and we would go for an hour, let's say. And then it was like, at a certain point, we would shift into a type of warfare that I'd not really experienced before. Because what happened is, we began to release the Word of God out of our mouths, out loud, in the atmosphere. Every promise, every scripture that hit our spirits, we began to speak it out. When the enemy comes at me, one way he has to flee from me in seven.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Greater is he that's in me than he who's in the world. And we began to release and release and release the word, which what we were doing is swinging the sword of the Spirit. This is the two-edged sword. When it comes out of the mouth of God, when the word came forth from God, the first side of the sword is sharpened. But when it comes up and out of your spirit and out of your mouth, it becomes the two-edged sword.
Powerful.
And I'm telling you, it cuts the devil to shreds. It cuts the enemy down so fast.
There's nothing but the word of God. You are going to find out that praising and the word of God is the only way you're going to win this battle. Jesus himself in Matthew 4:4, he said, what did he say? He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Jesus himself, being all God, had to remind the devil three times, it is written. And it doesn't matter what the circumstance is, it doesn't matter what you're going through. There is a verse in the Bible that applies to it.
Absolutely. And I just, you know, this is a challenge for those who, some of you probably are just
respiratory,
you know,
problems. And I'm sorry, Gail.
I was just going to say, you're probably devouring the word daily. But there are those who just, because I know the enemy comes at you with busyness and distractions and, you know, family responsibilities, church responsibility, physical illness, work issues, all these different things. And it's like, gets to be 11:30 at night, you're exhausted and you haven't opened your Bible. And I just want to say, I want to encourage you that you have got to get into the Word. You have got to carve out, and I, you know, maybe, well, I'll let the Holy Spirit speak to you about it, of how you need to make the time in your day or evening somewhere. Because I'm telling you, and I agree with Joe, if you don't stand on the Word of God now,
You're sunk.
And if I'll tell you, if we didn't have the Word of God in us so richly, as we go before the Lord in praise and we go to release the Word, we wouldn't have much to release.
And God will redeem the time.
Oh, yeah.
All He's looking for is for us to be obedient to Him, to declare the Word, to believe the Word. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Absolutely.
And you got the power of life and death in your tongue. And when we're speaking the Word of God over our situations, when we're believing the Word of God, because without faith it's impossible to please Him, and when we're speaking the Word of God, believing the Word of God, then God just gets behind that Word, because He will not allow His Word to drop to the ground. It just won't happen.
In fact, I think it's Isaiah 55. This was something the Lord spoke to me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is that He, when He sends His Word forth, He will accomplish through
everything that it was sent forth to do.
Right. It doesn't return to Him void. And so as we began to release the Word of God. There was a time, it wasn't the first day, maybe the second or the third, I felt this thing come out deep, deep, deep within my spirit as I began to declare the Word of God, declare healing, declare different things. It was like a rumble or a roar that came up deep
out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living waters.
And I thought, man, what was that, God? But you know what? It was just the anointing of the Holy Spirit on His Word, and I knew that it went into the spirit realm and began immediately to accomplish the very thing God sent it to do. You know, His words are full of creative power.
Well, what's amazing about it is this, honey. When, like, I could handle the warfare, okay? But it was the praise that God wanted to really teach me how to enter in. And you know, you're a praiser, but you haven't been that warfare person. And when you put the two of them together, it's like a nuclear bomb. It's like there is no defense against it.
And you know, I was just going to go, thank you for reminding me, because I wanted to say that some night I want to talk about husbands and wives.
Agreement
and the attack on marriage. But when husbands and wives, when you come together and do this together, enter into praise together, you begin to war with the Word together. The unity, the power in the unity between the husband and the wife, and I know not every situation, not everybody's spouse is going to go there,
but for those who will. Right, and as you're saying that, Gal, there's people out there that we're speaking to right now that aren't even married. Well, you know what? You're at less of a disadvantage than a married couple would be. Think about this. The only one you have to come into agreement with is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
And there is so much power in a husband and wife coming together in agreement. But what I'm saying is that for the many people out there that are not married and they're saying right now, well, hold it, I don't have a spouse. How am I supposed to do this? And they're, you know, there's a level of frustration. Well, you come into agreement with the Holy Spirit, and there isn't going to be anyone even disagreeing with those words.
That's right. That's right. If it's just you and God, that's all. That's enough. It's more than enough. When it's you and God, it's more than enough.
Yes.
But if you've got if you're married and your spouse is a believer and you guys can enter in together in the praise, in the warring of the Word, and also I want to add, because we didn't talk about prayer, but you know, of course, we all know that's instrumental in coming through battles too. But I just want to say that as we kind of wrap this up, that when we begin to do what the Lord instructed us to do, it was not easy because of the effects of the attack that we were under.
We were tired. We were worn out.
But as in obedience, when we, you know, went before the Lord and we began to offer up, and I keep saying the sacrifice of praise because it truly was a sacrifice. I just think it really touched the heart of our Father, and it really moved Him. Not that He has to be moved to come help His children, but He's been trying to bring us up higher, and I believe that He wants to bring us all up higher and get us up above where our perspective is different in some of the situations that we're going through.
And He isn't moved, just so you know this, and I know you probably already know this, saints, but I'm going to remind you, He isn't moved by our pleading. He isn't moved by our need. He's moved by our faith. And He's moved by us agreeing with His Word over our situations.
Thank you for saying that, because it reminded me of one more point I wanted to make, that as we did the praise and as we released the Word, the faith, this was my experience, and you can share yours, Joe, but the faith on the inside of me skyrocketed. And I think when we can sit and read the Word, and we know faith comes by hearing the Word of God, but as it is coming out of your mouth, it's coming out of your spirit, it comes out of your mouth, your own ears are hearing it, all of heaven is hearing it. You're declaring, you know, you're declaring a thing. It talks about in Job 22, I think, you know, declare a thing and it is established. And that is what happened. And as we did that, faith just exponentially began to rise in us. And what it, within days, it broke, like we said, 80% of the attack. I don't need to go into all the details, but it was a huge, just a huge difference. And it was just like, in fact, I got a prophetic word. Someone spoke to me and said, God is just building a fortress around you. Well, praise the Lord. Because it's the praise, it's the word, and in the spirit realm, it just began to, you know, knit this fortress around us, where the enemy, whatever fiery darts, they're just bouncing off, because we've entered into that secret place. You talk about Psalm 91, the secret place, the place of worship and intimacy with God and dwelling with God. And so it has been an extremely effective strategy given to us from the Holy Spirit through the mouth of prophets. And when we obeyed, God responded so graciously and really answered us.
And what's really annoying, to be very transparent, what's really annoying is, you know, we as mature believers who knew these principles had to be reminded by a man or a woman of God, because we were in the middle of a battle that was so raging against us from every side that, you know, sometimes when the mortars are going off all around you, you lose perspective, you lose sight of who really is in you. And what Jesus wants to do is he wants to empower every one of us so that when we're in the boat and the waves are raging and Jesus is asleep in the bow of the boat, maybe we don't have to wake him up to say, Lord, save us, we perish. Maybe we need to just lay our head down on his chest and trust him that he's God. Trust him that that ship is going to get to the other side. It's not going to sink. And you're not going to be overflowed, and you're not going down the third time and staying down, because I see the hand of the Lord coming up under you and picking you up out of the water, out of the flood that you're in. And what I want to say to you right now is I'm sensing there is a wind of change coming. And I see the breath of the Lord blowing into situations. I see respiratory, there are tons of respiratory diseases and distress being healed. I see heart palpitations being healed and heart pains in the chest that never amounts to be anything, but what it is it's anxiety and it's fear, and the Spirit of the Lord says, don't fear, only believe. God is a good God. He's faithful. He's in control. He's not going to leave you in this situation. I just hear the Lord saying, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Trust him. Believe him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't doubt.
And I just feel like the Lord is saying too that you think that it would look like a victory to you to just barely eke through this situation. And God is saying he is going to bring you through to a resounding victory, a rousing victory.
Yes.
And it's not going to be a small, just making it by a tiny little inch. No. God says you're going to make it in a great way because he's with you. And he is the power source.
He's in control.
Lord, you are our power source.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, as we close tonight, I just want to lift up those who are listening or who will ever listen to this recording, Lord, you know. And we just want to ask you, Father, to intervene in every situation. Lord, as we know that there are many going through tremendous struggles and battles and attacks, Father, right now we're asking for you to raise up a hedge of protection around our brothers and sisters. Lord, I ask that you would intervene in every situation, that you would just break through on their behalf, whatever their need is, Lord, that you would break through every demonic attack, every attack on their finances, on their health, in the workplace, in family settings. I know that children are under a serious attack. And Father, I just thank you that you are so faithful and that you never look away. You never miss anything. You never sleep. You never slumber. Your eyes are always upon your children. Your ears are always open unto the righteous. And when we cry out, Lord, you hear us. And so Joe and I just lift up our brothers and sisters to you tonight, Lord, and we just ask, move in their situation speedily, Father. We ask you to move on their behalf. And Lord, I just ask you for, I want to pray healing, Joe, for
yes.
So if you get words of knowledge or anything, just release that. But I just feel like so many people are under physical attacks, and I know a lot
yes.
of children of the kingdom are under physical attacks.
And emotional attacks.
And this should not be. And so, Father God, right now, Lord, by your mercy, by your grace, by the provision that you already made through your Son Jesus at the cross when his body was beaten, tortured, and broken, the word says that he bore our infirmities, our sicknesses, our diseases in his flesh.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
And by his stripes we are healed. And by the shedding of his blood, there is remission for our sins.
Yes.
And so it is the finished work of Calvary that we call upon tonight. Father, I just lift up my brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Who've been attacked in their physical bodies. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we command you, Satan, to
let him
go
in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, you release our brothers and sisters. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
You're trespassing.
And you are
let him
trespassing
go.
Against God's property.
Isha.
Now you release them. Your power is broken. This attack is broken. We release you from your assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And you release them and you go. And for their children and for their households, we command you, Satan, let go. You depart in the name of Jesus. You are a trespasser. You are a liar. And the shed blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You've been overcome and you've been defeated.
I break the power right now of a spirit that wants to just weary the people of God. And I'm talking about breaking your sleep, breaking your peace,
yes.
breaking your health.
Insomnia.
And yes, anxiety in Jesus'
Night
name.
Night terrors.
Yes.
We break that
Fear.
Right now.
Go
of
in
God's
Jesus' name.
People and their children, their household,
Jesus
in the name,
name
of Jesus. Yes,
Jesus
Lord,
name.
Every demonic attack. And Father, I just ask you by your Holy Spirit to reveal to
yes.
your people if there's doors that they have opened to the enemy, sin issues in their lives, activities going on in their households, whatever the doorway may be, Father, I ask you to reveal that, convict their hearts of the sin and bring them to a place of repentance. Lord, and close that door and shut the enemy out once again in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And I just really sense in the spirit that there's somebody with an intense pain in their, I'm going to say abdominal area, but I almost feel like it's intestinal, like maybe a Crohn's or something. Just an intense, painful attack in your digestive, maybe a gallbladder or something. But I just want to speak to that in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, what you reveal, you heal. And so I thank you that whoever this is for, Father, that we just declare right now in the name of Jesus that by your stripes, Lord, they are already healed. So we just release the healing power of God over them and over this condition tonight. And we say, be ye healed in the name of the Lord
Jesus
Christ. And don't be moved off of that. You stand and just rebuke those lying symptoms. In the name of Jesus.
There are people out there right now hearing this tape or this recording that carry a spirit of abandonment. You've carried a spirit of abandonment all of your lives from your childhood. And what I hear the Lord saying is that He did not abandon you. He has not abandoned you. He's not left you. Yet that spirit of abandonment has caused relationships to be broken, has caused children even to be taken away, has caused miscarriages. And the Lord wants to restore you. He wants to heal you. He wants to wrap His arms around you and love you because you're His. I really feel like I'm speaking to some women out there, but there's men also that are dealing with the same thing. But I say, daughter, arise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And young men of God, arise in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
He has not rewarded you according to your iniquities. He is not a God that holds a grudge. He's not a God that it's like, I just see people out there that repent and repent and repent, and everything that goes wrong, it's like, what did I do now? What did I do now? What did I do now? Well, you need to learn how to receive forgiveness from the Lord and then walk in that forgiveness. Don't walk, you know, the grace of God is not a license to go back into sin. It's a license from God to enter back into the place of peace with a Father who loves you.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if our children, when our children miss it, you know, we're not going to destroy them. We may discipline them. You know, we have to discipline them.
Because
we love them. But we're not going to destroy them. Well, how much more does God love you? How much more does God want to heal you? How much more does God want to restore you? How much more does He want to give everything that you have need of? He's a good God. He's faithful. And He's in control.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to read a verse here that I just feel like, actually a couple of verses. And let this minister to you, brothers and sisters. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
Who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I just feel like there's people out there right now and you're weary. You're weary. And I see Jesus walking out to meet you. He's got a cool glass of water in His hand. And He's going to wrap His arms around you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to hold you up. And you're not going anywhere, not one second before your time. There's people out there that the devil has told you that you're going to leave this earth before your time. You're not going anywhere.
Amen.
Not one second.
Amen.
Before God is ready for you. And our Bible in Psalm 91 says that He satisfies us with length of days. So we speak life over you right now.
Yes.
We speak abundance over
yes,
you.
Lord.
The thief may come to rob, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you would have life and that more abundant. And it's that abundant life. It's that we desire above all things that you would be in health and prosper because your souls are prospering.
Yes,
God is, you are His trophy, and He's dusting you off and He's shining you up, and He's getting
Hallelujah.
You ready for another day on the battlefield.
Hallelujah.
And this is not a day that you're going to die. This is not a day that you're going to be destroyed. This is a day that you're going to be strengthened by the hand of the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. And
thank you, Jesus.
I felt impressed with two things, Joe, as you were praying that. The one is that that I think the Lord is saying that there are those maybe that need to examine their hearts, that there's people that have come into agreement with some of the lies that the enemy has been sowing. For one, I just know that this is widespread, that the enemy is speaking to people when you spoke into abandonment, and he's telling them that God does not love them because their battle hasn't ended. The victory hasn't come completely manifested in the natural yet.
Or they're reaping what they've sown.
Or some crazy lie like you're worthless and God doesn't care and he's not going to do it for you and he doesn't love you. Maybe he loves, he loves your mom or he loves your wife or whatever. But the Lord is saying that if you would just repent for coming into agreement with the lies of the enemy, just be quick to repent. If you've been sick and you came into agreement with a doctor's report or the suggestion of the enemy, if you just got to a place where you're accepting the attack on your health or accepting or in agreement with anything that's contrary
to abundance,
to God's word, then be quick to repent and ask the Lord to just forgive you for that and just with your mouth tell him you come back in agreement with what his son Jesus has already done, the finished work of the cross,
yes,
and the promises of God. You come back into agreement with his covenant and get back in right standing with him, and you'll see major change and breakthrough too.
And don't let the devil put you in a place where you feel like God. Don't let the devil sell you the lie that you're in a place that's terrible because of something you've sown. Condemnation, because, granted, we need to repent. If we sin, we need to repent. And then we need to not go back to the sin, to that same sin. All right? What I'm talking about is people being condemned by the devil where they've already repented for things, yet the devil has lied to people and told them that, well, you're still going through this and you still got a little reaping to do. No, Jesus forgives us as fast as we repent to him.
Amen.
He's a faithful God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. And the righteous, he may fall 7 times in a day, but the Lord raises him up. And that's what God is doing. He's raising you up right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The second thing I had was an impression by the Holy Spirit, Joe, that somebody is dealing with a situation with their children that's very grievous. And I just want to pray for actually all of our children, because I just feel like the enemy is working overtime.
They got big targets on them.
Well, I just think that the generation that they're in, what they are bombarded with daily through the media, through friends, at school, on the streets, with the different things, messages that are being sent at them that are so contrary to God, and just an all-out attack on their lives. The enemy just wants to steal them away from God's purpose for their life. And so whoever is going through a really grievous time with your children, I just feel like the Lord is saying, be encouraged. Do not look at circumstances. You take a stand on the Word of God. You dig up all the promises of the Word about your children being saved, and you begin to declare them, and you begin to thank God for moving on their behalf. And
don't be lazy.
And enter into that place of praise. It's warfare.
Yes.
It is a place of warfare.
In Nehemiah, I believe it's chapter 4, verse 14. What do you say? He said, fight for your children.
Fight.
Fight for your spouses. Fight for your families. And we need to enter in, and we need to be willing to fight.
And I just feel like sometimes it's not necessarily a laziness, but we look at the situation and sometimes you got kids that are just rebelling to the degree that it's overwhelming and you get worn out with it. And I just believe the Lord wants to give you a second wind is what I hear. Just a second wind to take a stand and know that you are not fighting this battle alone. God is fighting for your children. And He is faithful to complete the very thing that He started in them. And as you walk out and show them Christ, show them an example of Christ in your life, they will see it. Now, are you going to, you know, I'm not saying you're going to see an immediate turnaround, but that I just want to encourage you that it's being taken note of, and it is going to have a profound effect in their lives, especially in the days to come when things really start shaking and things get really rough and things start happening in their lives and they get all shook. They're going to come running to you because they know that you, your foundation is built on the rock. You know, when the winds, the rain, the storms come, your house is built firmly on the rock, and they're going to come to you and say, why is it, you know, you're not shook up, or what do I do in this situation? And you're going to get some entrance into their lives. So
And forgive me, I'm not saying that anyone's lazy. What I'm saying is that we're in a place where we need to press through. We need to stand. We need to not grow weary. We need to be willing to, especially you men out there, you need to man up, really. You need to man up and stand for your families. Cover your wives. Cover your children.
Yes, God.
And then believe God that when we do our part, He'll over and above and beyond what we would think He could do in a situation, He'll do it. He will.
Amen. Let's just pray for the children. This recording has gone a little bit longer than I thought that it would, but you know what? The Lord is just really has so much that He wants to release and speak to His people right now. And so we just
love you guys so much, and we just want to sow life into you, and we want to stand with you and help you, you know, help your faith get to the place that it needs to be for the days that we're living in.
Amen. And we just want you to know that you're not alone. I mean,
we've not really
communicated much here in the past year. We've had so much ministry going on, you know, just on site locally here, that the internet ministry just hasn't had the attention. But I'll tell you, the Lord is really pulling us back to that. And as often as He prompts us with these sessions, there's probably a list of just a jillion topics that I feel like, Joe, that we need to really release and encourage people in. So we'll be releasing those, and we'll just send the newsletter out with the link as the Lord does that. But you're not alone. We do love you, and God loves you so much. And I think that's the overwhelming thing that we both felt tonight, was that
the love of the Lord for
the
His
love
people.
Of the Lord to just that He just wanted to use us as vessels to reach out to you tonight and let you know that He's with you, and even in the midst of a fiery trial, God is with you and He loves you, and to assure you that He is going to bring you through to victory. So Father,
absolutely,
we lift up, you know, this audience tonight.
Yes,
and anyone that would ever listen to this recording. And first of all, Lord, I just pray for the protection of the blood of Jesus over each and every individual and over their families, their households, and especially over their children, Lord. And Father, I just ask for your grace to come, Lord, for every situation, that the needs would be met, and that you would just have your way, Lord, in each and every household. God, as you just draw people up higher, I ask, Holy Spirit, you're our helper and our comforter. And I just ask you to help the people, Lord, help your people to enter into that place of worship and praise and enter into the warfare with the Word and taking a stand. I ask, Father, that their faith would come up higher, that it would be multiplied in the days ahead, that they would take a stand and not be moved. And I feel like the Lord is saying to be an enforcer of the word, and you get in the devil's face and you enforce the word of God by releasing the promises of God and then not being moved, regardless of what you see or feel.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. There is facts and there's truth. Well, the facts don't look good right now. On every front, the facts look terrible. But the truth is, we serve a big God. The truth is, He loves you all. He loves us. He loves your children. The truth is, God knows what to do to get the glory and the good out of every situation. And He knows how to take care of His children like nobody's business. And He's going to take care of you if you let Him. Just trust Him. Believe Him. Believe His word.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, Father, for all the children,
the children, Lord,
of the kingdom, and yes, for those that are lost, but Lord, for those within the kingdom, and they've been under such a heavy attack, Lord, I thank you that you're not going to let any of them slip through your hands.
Yes, Lord.
And I just ask you to intervene in every situation and reveal your love to these children who just feel rejected and left out and abandoned. Father, I ask you to break the spiritual attack over their lives. I ask you to move in their circumstances to bring them in alignment with your perfect will. I ask you to break the deception off of their spiritual eyes and off of their minds and their emotions, the deception that comes to open doors to the enemy. And Lord, I just ask you to move mightily on their behalf and bring them back into a place of obedience to their parents, obedience to their God, obedience to the Word of God. So we just ask you, we just dispatch tonight, it's heavy on my heart, we just dispatch tonight angelic warriors to go out on behalf of the children of the kingdom.
Yes, and we break the power of ADD off of the children right now. We break the power of infirmity. We break the power of asthma.
Yes.
There's asthma in many of the people
allergies.
Of God are suffering with asthma, allergies. And Paul said these things ought not to be. We are the children of God. He heals. He restores.
He absolutely made provision for us to walk in divine
yes.
health. And so, Lord, we just stand on your word. We stand on your promises.
We
and
stand
we just
in agreement.
Thank you for it. And
yes,
we stand
Lord.
With our brothers and sisters for every need.
Absolutely.
And we just bless them tonight,
bless
Father.
Them.
We bless them. We bless their marriages.
Please,
we bless their children.
Them.
We bless their households, their finances. We bless them in the workplace.
Yes.
Father, I just pray. Oh, I just feel like somebody's going to be relocated. I don't know who this is for.
Many people are being relocated right now.
And Father, I just pray that you would reveal your perfect will and bring them to the destination that they need to be in.
Yes.
Somebody's looking for a word of confirmation.
God's moving
God's
you. There's
moving
your word.
You. I'm just real. That
yes.
just came up in me
Absolutely.
Strong. That's heavy right there. Thank
That's
you,
That's been
Jesus.
In my spirit for weeks also.
Yes.
In fact, I was going to release a word on the site about
Hallelujah.
God moving people around because He's moving
Hallelujah.
People to the place of His perfect will. And in that place, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to be safe. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, we just thank you for listening.
Yes, Lord.
We love you. I see we really ran over on time. But you know what? I hope that's okay. And if this is too long of a session, please forgive us. We'll try to... Well, I was going to say we'll try to keep it to an hour, but as the Spirit leads, we just absolutely want to let Him always have His way.
Absolutely, and anyone out there that, you know, this is a long teaching, send us an email, and we'll just send you a direct link where you can download the MP3. You know, there's no cost to it or anything, but, you know, some people may want to just download this audio teaching and burn it to a CD or whatever. So and if you need it, just send us an email. We'll send you a link and you can download it directly where you don't have to play it through your browser.
And I also want to invite those who are listening, if you have a specific prayer request that you'd like Joe and I to be praying for you, please send it through the website. The contact form there will get to us, and we will absolutely pray for you. We'll stand in agreement with your situation. We want to bear one another's burdens.
And so fulfill the law of Christ.
Amen.
That does not mean that we respond to every email. We try to, but quite honestly, there's been times with this ministry that, you know, we get 400 or 500 emails in a week. So it's impossible to respond to everyone. In fact, we're asking the Lord to raise up ministers among you all to help us in this, in the work of the ministry as God sees fit.
But praise the Lord, yes, and we will try to respond, especially if we would be praying and the Lord would give us a specific word.
Oh, anytime if He speaks a word, we will.
So you might want to even include your phone number in that, because as the Lord leads or allows, we do make phone calls out occasionally. But I also feel like, Joe, and see if this bears witness with you, I feel like the Lord is saying that we need to establish a time each week where our phone line is open. It's a set time.
Absolutely.
Where we can receive calls for prayer needs and personal ministry and prophecy and as the Holy Spirit would lead. But we'll have to look at our schedule.
That's funny, because I was actually feeling the leading to the same thing. And what also is that, you know, like I said, if you need prayer, just send us an email, you know, include your phone number, because many times we do. We'll pick up the phone and we'll call people and we'll pray for them. And, or, you know, the Lord, most of the time, my strong gift is word of knowledge. And, you know, Gail's flowing and operating in that now more and more also. But we just want you all to know that we love you. The only thing that we ask of everyone that we minister to is that you pray for us. That's all we ask. You pray for us, but you pray according to God's word and according to His will.
Amen. So we just want to say goodnight. We love you guys.
Yes.
And we just pray that this time will minister to you. I feel encouraged, Joe. I feel like my faith came up tonight.
Mine too.
Every time that we get to minister to one another. And so we just bless you, love you guys, and we'll continue to lift you up in prayer, and we hope to hear from you.
Jesus loves you, and so do we.
God bless.